This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, and we welcome Justin to the show. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My girlfriend, Laura.
Okay, and why are we putting Laura to the test?
She's just kind of been acting a lot differently lately. Like when we first started dating, she'd come over to my apartment like pretty much every weekend, and we'd hang like all weekend pretty much together. But then it went from every weekend to just one night a week, and now it's like whenever she has time. And okay. I don't know. She just kind of doesn't seem interested anymore.
Well, let me ask you this. When she did come over, did you offer her something more than just watching you play Fortnite for 4 hours? I mean, maybe she just got bored always coming over to your place.
No, she actually liked it because, I mean, she lives with her mom, so she's always over there, and it's kind of like a break for her, a getaway.
Okay. Now, part of this also might be because she just got a new job, correct?
Yeah, she did get a waitressing job. So, like, a lot of the nights she's working, and I mean, I don't mind that at all. It's just, I want to make sure the reason I don't see her is because of her job and not someone else.
Because of somebody else, sure, okay. Well, we can definitely do that. Now, what we'll do is we'll call her up, and we're going to run the female version of War of the Roses on her. Now, in this version, Ashley's going to pretend to be from Victoria's Secret, and she's going to tell Laura that she won a free pantygram to send to anyone she wants. You're going to get to hear who she picks and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I think.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer her this free pantygram that she's going to pick you to send it to?
Well, I'm kind of counting on it, so.
Okay, all right, well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Laura, please.
This is Laura.
Good morning, Laura. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
Good. I was just in the store last week for the semi-annual sale.
Well, that's exactly why I'm calling. You actually got a free gift for shopping with us.
I did?
Yes, you sure did.
Oh, okay. I thought I had to spend a lot more because I saw the promotion, like the gift bags there.
Well, actually, this gift, it's a new product that we haven't put in stores yet. It's called the VS Pantygram. So do you have a second for me to tell you a little about it?
Sure.
Okay, so the way it works is we send a real pair of lace panties in the mail to the special guy in your life, sort of like a super sexy telegram. And the panties have, they have a note attached as well. And you could put whatever you want on the note. So instead of sending a telegram, it's a pantygram. It's kind of like a fun way for you to remind your special someone that they're on your mind and, you know.
Okay. What happens to the panties after that?
Well, we send them to whoever you want, and then they can do whatever they want with them. I mean, some guys keep them as a sexy reminder of you. Some will give them back to you and say, you know, I want to see you wear these kind of thing.
Okay. So how much does it cost?
Actually, it's free. Like I said, it's our gift to you for shopping with us. So do you want to give it a try?
Hell yeah. I mean, it's free, right? Okay.
Exactly. So we have to go over a few things here. First of all, what color panties do you want us to send? We have black, red, or pink?
Black.
Okay. And who are these going to be going to? What name do you want to send them to?
Okay, let's go with Vince.
Okay. And what message would you like to put on the note that comes with them?
You caught me off guard. I have no idea.
Well, just to give you like a little bit of help, some people put stuff like thanks for last night or see you this weekend. Can't wait till Friday. Stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. Put this down. These are for you. I think it's safe to say you definitely earn them.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that sounds pretty hot.
Yeah, that sounds really f***ing hot, except who the f*** is Vince? Hello? Can I get an answer, please?
I'm confused. What's going on?
Hey, Laura?
Yes?
So, listen, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Your boyfriend, Justin, asked us to put you to the test with the whole pantygram thing to see who you would send it to.
Yeah, but I guess your own f***ing boyfriend doesn't deserve something like that, right? And who the f*** is Vince?
Just calm down. Vince is one of the bartenders here. He's just a friend.
Oh, yeah. You send some guy who's just a friend, you're f***ing panicked. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and what was up with the whole, you definitely earned these? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's just taken out of context. Listen, I just met, he told me a joke the other day, and I told him I laughed my ass off, so I was going to talk to him, like, as a joke back to him, like, see, you literally made me laugh my ass off. Get it? Like...
Mm-hmm. So the panties were supposed to be you laughing your ass off?
Yes.
Okay, and they don't have any other significance.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous. No.
Okay, so you can say right now that you and this Vince guy haven't messed around.
Oh my god. You know what I can say right now? This is none of your business and this whole thing is stupid.
Answer the question, Laura. It's not hard.
You know what? You and your little prank call friends, have yourself a lovely day. And call me back when you grow up, all right?
Oh, wow. Okay, all right. So she's gone. She gone.
Yeah.
Justin, do you believe that the whole, it was a joke, I laughed my ass off, do you believe that story?
I don't know. I just don't understand how you think it's okay to send it to anybody like that. Like, your boyfriend, I feel like it's really, oh, God.
Yeah, I think everybody listening right now kind of agrees with that. Like, mm-hmm. If you're going to send it to somebody, it should be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.